very similar to that. I don't know if they call it the Kraken, some of the books that I've read. I've got some pretty old comic books, horror stuff, right? I liked a lot of that horror and sci-fi from the early 50s. Some really good stuff.
Yeah, not much for horror, but I love science fiction.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's lots of stuff.
You like Twilight Zone, Outer Limits and all that?
Yeah, I used to watch. Now I just watch Amazon for science fiction.
I like classic, you know, I'm a classic TV guy.
Yeah, and I watch Disney Plus. That's got some science fiction in there, too. It's got all the Star Wars, and I still like watching them. They're interesting.
Yeah, I liked Star Wars. The original, first series.
Yep, got those. Got them all. If, Captain Kirk, Star Trek. She loves her Captain Kirk. I like all the Star Treks. I don't mind.
Yeah, I like Star Trek. Captain Kirk and Spock. They were great. And Leonard Nimoy, he's gone, but Captain Kirk, what's his name again?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that. A mess of static came up.
Captain Kirk, what's his real name?
No, that's, Yeah, that's the James T. Kirk. That's, oh my God. William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy.
That's what I thought. Okay, good. I got the Leonard Nimoy, but I forgot the Shatner, Captain Kirk. I kept wanting to call him Leonard Nimoy, but I know that, no, that's Spock.
Yeah, Montgomery Smith, though, what was his? He's got an interesting name.
Ah, well, I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. That one, or Sulu, or Chekhov. Yeah, I can't remember their names. Montgomery Scott, he was an engineer. I don't remember what his name was.
It was a good, man, I'd like to have that whole thing, you know, the first couple of seasons on DVD so I could just watch them. They're great.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. And let's see, Forrester, but I can't remember his first name, is the doc.
Oh, yeah, Dr., what did they call him?
Well, they called him Doc.
No, but what was his name?
Forrester, I just don't remember.
Oh, doesn't matter. It was a great show. Everything about it, you know, all the sounds and the sights and everything of the ship, it was just, it was great.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun in those days, watching those shows. Still is. Good times.
Oh, there's one of those hot rods just went through the neighborhood here. Pissed off everybody around. I could hear a lot of fuck off. Oops, language.
That's hilarious. Oops.
Yeah, sorry about that. 7COJ. bad language on the radio.
Ah, you were just trying to explain things so I'd understand. I got it.
Anyway, Yeah, we get them. They come through here, you know, several times. Sometimes early in the morning. They have these ridiculously loud mufflers, and they love to just open it up and irritate everybody, I guess. I don't know.
Yep, that's what they like to do, show off their machines. And just looking through my phone number list, see if yours is here. I don't have it on this one. You'll have to send me a text. Look again. And, no. So you're on my old list, like my old phone that gets stolen, but you're not on my new list.
I'm looking on here. Oh, here's James and Nikki.
Yeah, send me a text so I can add you to my phone, and then I'll send you a picture back on the Kraken and the Pi Pi. Perfect, thank you. I'll just add it all together.
Look, you got it? Good.
Okay, just give me a few seconds to get out of the car.
Yep, standing by.
Next time I come back on, though, it'll be in the house. But I'll send you a picture between here and there. Oh, there's that pretty radio. Yeah, the one that looks like my V-71. The last picture I sent you of another radio.
Are you going to be on that big one with all those buttons?
Nope, I'll be on my little radio. I'll be back in a couple.
I mean, I've never seen so many buttons on a radio. That's incredible. At Kenwood. Lots of fun with the buttons.
Victor Echo 7, take a call.
COJ, why am I texting away? We can just talk on the radio.
Oh, it's up to you. I just had to get in the house, take a few pictures, and then get in the house.
No, I just got over texting with a friend of mine, an old buddy of mine. Nobody does phone calls anymore. We have texting conversations, but they're so tedious.
It is. I find it's easier. I find texting difficult sometimes. I tend to do voice because you can do voice in the same area. Yeah.
With ham radio, we don't have to do cell phone call. You know. Yeah. Some of these people, you know, they don't know really the advantages of having ham radio.
Well, they will when there's no cell service. We've had that happen over here once. Once in 17 years, there was no cell service on the island. But my ham radio worked great.
Well, I was thinking, I really don't have much for batteries if the power goes out. Other than my car battery and ones I've got for my handhelds.
Oh, I got my big battery back up downstairs. I mean, I'm not using it, but it's fully charged and ready to go.
Well, what is it? How does it work?
Which?
Oh, your backup.
Oh, the battery's downstairs. I got a hookup. I got one radio that's not hooked up to the other power source. If I need to go on the air without any juice in the house, I just plug it into the battery that's downstairs. It's a, what do you call it? What's the battery called? You can put it in any position. I tell you, it weighs a ton. It's got to be an 80-pound battery easily. What's it called? It's a... I can't remember. It's gel filled. Takes a special charger on it. Though I only have a trickle charger, it's good enough. Works well.
Okay, but you still need electricity to charge it, recharge it once it goes dead, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah. But take a long time. That battery takes forever to go down. And on low power, it's still enough being over here to get into the repeaters over there. It doesn't take much. I suppose I could hook up the solar panel to it. So in essence, I don't need to run off the house to charge the battery.
You got a solar panel?